Well, we just talk about that. Was no. whose wedding coat was that? Was that your?
That was Granddad David Griggs.
Right.
Oh.
That was very
early. Yeah. Oh, that was
this. Oh, I didn't realise it was David Griggs.
Yes, yes. And that's the one where they didn't have any scene.
There's no scene on it. There's this cabin that still has a frame
in it.
In the tail.
No,
I think you get this hat, you keep your handkerchief and
roll. Well, your handkerchief and your tobacco or something
like that.
That was quite an ordinary, quite a usual thing to do.
Indeed, for horse riding, if you have it in the front, sitting.
Bounce out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have
could
it in the back.
That type of flare on that would be ideal.
Yeah. And I think that coat is the one that Granddad Greg is wearing in the photograph.
When he got married. Oh.
Well, it wouldn't be when they got married because it was, they had the photos taken in New Zealand, Dunedin.
Yeah.
You mean
that's the photograph of Granddad and Grandma?
And there,
great granddad.
Yeah, I have a copy of that. I'm sure somewhere. Mm-hmm. It should be among that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, you gave that coat to be worn at the
centenary. I gave it to a lot of functions, really.
But that was the Otago centenary, wasn't it?
The church was 100 centenary. They wore it there
too. Which church was that?
That would be Milton.
That was the play at the time.
The pageant was called.
Sweet and Toil.
No, Faith and Toil, wasn't it?
Faith and Toil. That would be a good.
Yes. Sounds very
sweet. Sounds a bit earthy, doesn't it?
So then, well, let's go back to. Your home, wasn't your dad a great tomato grower?
Oh, yes, he always wanted a glass house, and he'd had one in Mornington. Anyway, he had one before he died, but it was really
the time that he got
it. Yes, it was, but he was a very good gardener, as I say, and he had this quite a fair sized glass house.
And
he grew tomatoes
and then did he do the grafting of?
Yes, he did a tremendous amount of
pruning.
He was good. When he died, which was a bit late to think about it, but pruning and everything. He used to go around to all his friends at a certain time of the year, May or something or other, for roses and I don't know the times, but he just trimmed their, not trimmed, but pruned.
Pruned, yeah.
And you couldn't get a man in those days. I mean, you were dependent on somebody that knew. But Dad knew so much about that, and then I mean, when he died, and you sort of suddenly realised, gosh, I don't know how he did it.
And
he
do it so
that
he gets them growing well.
Yes, that's right. He knew what to do. It's quite an art, but I mean, now you go to a gardening school, I suppose, and learn that way.
Could we go back and talk about Granddad and where he came from?
Because he was born in Dalkeith. That's out of Edinburgh.
We went and saw that.
Yes.
Edinburgh.
That's right. I remember that. And
it's quite a nice
sort little of place.
Clean.
Yes. I think you said that. Yes.
Sort of. Obviously.
Well, they come from Dalkeith, and Dad was 3, I think, when he came out to New Zealand.
Right.
And he had 2 brothers, I think, and 2 sisters.
That's right.
Mary and Charlotte. It was his sister's name, dancing, but Charlotte married a man who ran boats in Picton.
Oh.
Took people out to catch fish and show the boat, yes.
And
her name was Mrs. Philpotts.
Mm-hmm.
They were an awful name. And when we were married, we were to visit them. I couldn't think of a name. You couldn't very well ask anybody. Mary. Where's Aunt Mary? No, she was Aunt Charlotte. That's right.
Mm.
But anyway, so we didn't go. And then she wrote afterwards and sent us a wedding present. I felt dreadful that I honestly didn't remember other than ringing back home and asking me. I knew her name was Charlotte, but not everybody would be known as Charlotte.
Yeah.
And she only had 1 daughter who got married and lived in Wellington, I know, but what she's having a family she's got, I don't know.
And then what about Mary?
Well, Mary married Jacobson, and he was in, worked at the pumping. He was head of the pumping station, and I don't know what that would be really either in the early days. And he killed away. He lived.
They lived. What water reticulation.
Something like that. Oh, yes.
Now, I think about some pumping stations even in Christchurch. No. I don't think they utilise the
pumping
station. No. The reservoirs.
Quite so there was two sisters and Robert.
Robert and two others. It was Douglas, who lived in Temuka.
He was a publican, wasn't
he? Oh, no.
No.
Douglas was a saddler.
Oh.
Oh, it's interesting,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, neither he was.
Obviously, a thing in the family.
Yes, he seemed to be a thing in the family.
And who? And you said there's another brother as well.
Yes, there was another one that was evidently very smart, and he was interested in. I think he was in menswear department or something. And you see, one of the sisters that never married was Maud. That was another one I hadn't encountered in before. But Maud and Charlotte and Mary.
Okay. And then Douglas and...
Douglas and...
Some Paul, other one.
Somebody else.
And Robert.
I think. I can't think. My mother used to have a photo of the other for somebody else, but I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Robert. He was the last, I think. Yeah. And they used to say, Grandma knew her. She was really considered she was somebody. And she used to walk into church with a sort of wide lace on her sort of head, from her head down, and she'd walk down the aisle of the church, and all the little viewers came after her, you see. And Robert was the one that finished up at the end, you know, Robert. So, and that was Mornington Presbyterian Church, the same church that's standing here now. Well, I mean, that's the same parish, I suppose we might have had a different building.
I was thinking of something that's unrelated to this, but wasn't it Grandma that went into church and looked at her bustle folding up and her mother?
Yes.
Yeah. Believe so.
That was on the Tari. That would be East Tari Church, I should think.
Mm-hmm.
But she had this little bustle, you see, and she sat down, she wanted to see how it worked, and the next thing she got a clip over here. <Good. laughs>
Just think of the elaborate clothing that you'd be sewing on a very primitive machine.
Mm. Well, lots of hand work too.
But you know, beautiful set and sleeves, a very complicated pleating and everything, and all that tucking. Primitive machine.
Mm.